Amen. You will be seated. Please, I want each and every one of you to pray and asking the Lord that Lord should let the word that is coming sink very well into your spirit. Please pray. Pray and ask the Lord. Bompaye ne kachire do ade se omana samu a ebei asama ebei unti ase na samu engura honhumu bompaye ene urade nkasa. Talk to the Lord. Tell the Lord that Lord, your word is coming to me right now, and I want the word that is coming to me to sink very deep into my spirit so that I will not live here and go home empty, but I'll go home filled. I'll go home full. Odofor Unyame asem oba enti bwankasa bompa ye ka che urade oma asem e be ya asem ne enwura honhun mu se ne be ya wo firi han ko se obi a wanya hwe ne mum obi a onyankopon ahye wo ma honhun mu ansana wa fi ha akọ. Our great and wonderful God, Almighty Father, we give you praise, we give you adoration, because you are Lord. Your gospel is power, and we are here today to listen to your word. Father, here I stand as your servant. Use me just as an instrument to speak to your people. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto thee. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take authority over all demons, over all witchcraft spirits, over all evil spirits that are here, and I silence you in the name of Jesus. And I say, as the word of God is coming, you should not be able to take the word out of the hearts of the people. But let the word that is coming be a seed that is sown into the hearts of the people of God, so that in the end, they grow in glory and they know their power in your word. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I start, I just want to thank each and every one of you here for the support that you gave to me when I was inducted into office as one of the directors of the presbytery. In fact, I don't know how to thank the Lord, and I don't know how God has been showering his blessings on me. I know it is by his grace, and I know God knows those that he has prepared for his word. I just don't understand. From the man who sat at the back there, to catechist, to attached minister, to acting district minister, to district minister, to minister in charge of Mount Zion congregation, and now as a director of one of the directors of the presbytery. God is doing marvelous work. And Mount Zion, you must be very grateful. And you must cry for yourselves, Mount Zion. God is doing miracles. God is doing wonders. I am the candidate that Mount Zion sponsored to the ministerial training. And here we are. God is doing marvelous work through us. I don't know how God is doing his work, but God is working. And Mount Zion is moving forward. I know I will go and somebody will come, but Mount Zion will still move forward. Amen. May the Lord bless you all for your support last week. You see, people of God, I am very happy that I have the opportunity to share with you the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, our team says the gospel, the power of God. But before I start, let me tell you a few things that are very, very important for us as Christians. You see, there are some of us here, or let's say there are some people in this room right now, who, if they die, will be transported to heaven, and they will bear upon themselves the glory of the Almighty God. On the other hand, there are other people in this room, in this hall, in this auditorium right now, that if they die, they will be sent by the judgment of God straight to hell, where the grace of God is totally removed, and they will suffer the consequences. I don't know more. I person no more casa. Now some of my person no more casa. And we hear papa. Yes, and they can to me I walk on Yamiasimu. And I say on Yamiasimu, the gospel is the power of God. Now the person me can say, a damn way more way, yeah, what has he say? You move your hand no more. So when you or two and suffering, straight, you be cross right him. Maybe I on yami and munyam a shemma. You move in so or hand no more. As I send a boy a branchy. So when you meet two and suffering, you be caught up in some gym, hell. And because of that, whenever I have the opportunity to preach the gospel, whenever I have the opportunity to preach the word of God, I don't come here to entertain people. I don't preach to entertain people. But I preach in such a way that you know the power in the word of God, accept the word of God, live by it, so that when you are called into glory, you will not be among those who go to hell. God forbid that anyone who passes through my leadership will go to hell. I don't follow more. I say, who here to know? Say, oh, you have my chance to say, Kwasi. Begrana Kenyam Sam Echra Oma, Yam Mahasem Babe, me Babe Jokom and Kofasre. Nemo, dear, hear me say, any Baba Tinyam Yasem. Now on a sacra on action. No one who said, to me, won Yamiasemu, not do Yamiasem about one bra. Nasa Unyame, or two suffering in Maya. Baby, I was says Yamani Maro, won't so any ho aquacotra. My concern, and this is my only concern, that one day each and every one of you will stand before a just God, a holy God, and you'll be judged according to what you have done in your flesh. People of God, this is my concern. Onyamia samu emayeti asiyese. Yeye ye wohe, yeye wodemuhe. Debi beba, aye beko kujina, urade atemu egwenenim. Na deedi eni pedua weye ye biano, ye piaye huka. Weye asemihia, weni masemihia. Se obi biara, me, ma jina bebi se ni sofono, o nyame to nsa frena, sad person no, on kobo nsemjem. Hallelujah. It is not a game. And it is not something that has to do with culture. It is not something that has to say, we are Americans, we are Ghanaians, we are so. No. It is about the salvation of your soul. And this has to do with the word of the living God. The gospel of Jesus Christ. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, what I'm talking about is about life and death. It is about heaven
and hell. It is an amazing burden to be a preacher. I don't think say uye obi a onyame asii wo si ho say kana sem no a ya na edin bi say onyame obebi say nipa mo amon ha nyina sisi mo kra afri me nchen. People of God, God have mercy on us. You see, sometimes it is very, very difficult to be born into a Christian home. You see, I thought that sometimes when you are born into a Christian home, because you are born into a Christian home, it will make you think that you are a Christian. But in reality, being born into a Christian home does not make us Christians. But it is we accepting the gospel, accepting the word of God, and living by it that makes us Christians. I thought there'd be a head thing. Say, wow, for by your Christopher. Obu ha na wo fo ye Kristo fo nti na dwen ye ne so no so ye Kristo ni adofo no mo enye se wa wo fo ye Kristo ni na ba ma so ye Kristo ni o ne mo nyame asem na wo betie na wadi so no oh ye dia he abiti fi basre mu wa ne ye wo yen free mo frase nyina basre mu ane ye wo basre mu ane ye te kanu ne afa ho school mu e ho kwa na ye fudu bibi ase. That doesn't make you a Christian, my dear brother, my dear sister. And no man ye Christo ni. Yente ameka bitifini ye. Ramsia, a hona wo. But being, ubeti miya tran Ramsia compound, wanka sanka 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 sanka. Nansu se wan tienya miya semino, the gospel of God. Nase wan nisua. Ube wu ako hell. Ube wu ako obun samujem. This is why it is such a difficult task to be a preacher of the word. Today I'm here to let you know that the gospel is the power of God. When I talk of the gospel, I mean the good news. The good news, the good news that we were once sinners, but Jesus Christ was born. He died. He was buried. He was resurrected and now ascended to heaven. Seated at the right hand side of God the Father Almighty. And because of what Jesus did for us on here on earth, we are justified. We are saved if we believe and repent. Hallelujah. Emphasis in our honey. If we believe and we repent. Today we don't hear of any good news from the social media. We don't hear of any good news. We only hear of war. War in Ukraine. Obi akotwa obi ti. Obi eno obi akotwa nyomo wasisi no. Obi eno obi. These are not the news that we're looking for. But when we talk of the gospel of God, which is the power, we talk about the life and death of Jesus Christ, his resurrection. But onyame asem say, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. Onyame asem no, a eye onyame tumi no, eye nkwasi asem, ema wonga won eira. But those of us who have been saved, it is the power of God. Hallelujah. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, I want to ask you, how do you know that you are a Christian? How do you know? If somebody asks you, are you a Christian? What is going to be your answer? Is your answer going to be yes or no? How do you know that you have truly, emphasis on the word truly, come to know Jesus Christ. How do you know? How do you know that if you die right now, you will go to heaven and be accepted by God Almighty before His throne? How do you know? People of God, can you tell me that your greatest desire is to be like Christ? Is your greatest desire to be holy? Is your greatest desire not to be conformed to this world? Is your greatest desire to study the gospel of God? If your answer to all these questions are yes, then you are truly a Christian. But if your answer to any of these questions is no, then maybe you are trying to become a Christian, but you are not a Christian. I don't follow me. Bizarre question. You may say, "Eti oni pa ubaya den ena wahu se mimi ye Kristo ni." Eti ubaya den ena wahu se mi wo Kristo e wo mimu. Eti ubaya den ena wahu se se na onyame eto nsafre mea me na kosra himemu. Ubaya den ena wahu. Na mi bisa se. Eti uti hei. Can you tell me what my catcher may say? Wakuma so bisadia pa, adia washu shepa, and say won't so obey se Christo. And then wakuma so bisadia hiyan upana. Wakuma so bisadia pa, and say, obaya krong krong, ana. Adafonum, eti wakuma so bisadia pa, and say, but show who a free we are sick. Any ammonia man air costing in a moana. And yes, sir, I ever come on so beside the idea. And yes, so most through a bomb. Now, sir, I ever come on so beside the idea. Now, unyami to me, no, a beggar, my woman. Hallelujah. People of God, the message of the cross, the gospel, is the totality of the word of God. Onyamia semono, eno, and I depend on that. We are depending on the word of God to know the power that is in the word of God. When we go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, there it talks about the word of God. That is the gospel. Onyamia semono. Hebrews 4:12 says that, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword or than any double-edged sword. Now, a seminal, it pierces even to the division of the spirit and of joints and marrow. Let me say, a seminal, marrow no ekwa onipa dompe no ekwa na ewo mu no asem no etimi onyame asem no etimi wawuo mu eye wo ho adwuma honhun mu e mani pie hu na mani. Hallelujah. And the word of God, it judges even the thoughts thoughts ye adia wudwen ho ugusu dwen ho ewo utrim no. The word of God penetrates there and there and there. Obaya okwe de no hofo. Fa won kan no wanu mo. Wo de adwen. Samere nsu otoy pa de. Kam nyanu ko she me demo a. So won kan pii wanu ehun. By the word of God, it will penetrate there. Ne bo hu adwen bone a. ewo utrim. Hallelujah. When you go to Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11, the word of God says, the word of God that goes from the mouth of God shall not return vain, but it shall accomplish what the Lord has sent it to accomplish, and it shall prosper in the thing for which it was sent. The word of God, unyame says, I was man as someone. Asemna wasuma asemne se emra meye no. Asemna ise ewe de e yansa. Asana de resource no e di aba. And we know say, you can only be able to accept the word of God only when you have faith. 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 Today, if you listen to the social media, if you listen to what is happening in the social media, you will lose your faith. And you will not even want to go closer to the word of God. My dear brothers, my dear sister, the word is deceiving people now. The world is driving so many away from the gospel so that they will end up in hell. And I don't want Mount Zion congregation, people here, to be part of that. We must accept the word as it is. Live by it. And the Almighty God will also help us. My dear brothers and sisters who are listening to me, I want to read what God has said, what God has said he wants to do. I'm reading from Ezekiel 36. I just want to read from the Bible. I'm reading from 24 to 27. This is what God is saying. Take note of I. This is God speaking. God says, I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from the countries and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove you from the heart of stone and give you and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep the laws. This is what God is telling his people. If we are diligent and we obey the gospel and know the power that is in the gospel, this is what God says he's going to do to us. Our hearts that are very stony, hard, he will make it soft. So that when the word of God comes, you will take the gospel and you know the power in the gospel. God says he is going to sprinkle clean water on you and you will become clean, spotless, if only you obey his laws. If only you obey the laws of God. But if you don't obey the laws of God, then this power is not coming to you. People of God, I'm here preaching to you the gospel, the power of God. The gospel, which is the power of God, has the capacity to change people when they really accept the gospel. Say, Enipa, you see transformation in their lives. May say, sir, o girlfriend will be. Now, no, obefia. What is the next asem obeka chere o adentra asem na transform no wakoti asem no ama asem no e change no echi kan na onim ana oduwachi basa ne wakoti asem no nya me di asem na mane dia ko na menim o. I didn't know the gospel. And I said, I know, say, what I said, yeah, they may call hell. If you never call. But I'll be kind, I was see, soon. Me no tum quanta. That means, say, when the gospel enters somebody, we see transformation, we see changes. And so, if you listen to the gospel, and the power of the gospel does not transform you, and you live your life just as you have been living every day, then maybe the gospel has not entered you. You have not seen the power of the gospel. I pray that the gospel of God that you are listening right now will transform you in the name of Jesus. The gospel will change you in the name of Jesus. Now, the gospel, when you hear the gospel, it gives us faith. The first Bible reading that we read of Elijah, a powerful man of God, who was asked to go and he'll be fed by a widow. In fact, sometimes, said, Ode, any penyansa, oh, Opaso, Ode, Tinya, Mesamasia, Yana, Edio. Onyankopon difo a prophet of God sa wo de ne ko ba bi na wo ko mo bi ahwe no a okunafo de na wo but onyame say my prophet Elijah you go and I have set a lady a widow over there who will take care of you. And so Elijah went. He met the lady all right. The lady was gathering sticks. And then Elijah said, my dear lady, please, can you give me some water to drink? The woman obeyed. And as she was going to bring the water, now Elijah said, be a come. When you go and you are coming, don't come with just the water. Come with a little loaf of bread. And the widow said, oh, I'm just getting this for your wood so that the little flour and the little oil that I have, I'm going to prepare bread and then I will eat with my son. And after that, we will die. And Elijah said, I don't care whether it is your last flour, whether you are going to die, whatever it is, go and prepare something for me first. Now say me me a ono ba no mbewu anu mewu. Say enipa dwimu na yesa lankete e. Ah enipa dwimu di anka. Sanete e. But the Bible says, when the woman obeyed and brought the bread to the prophet, she never lacked. In the same way, when you also accept the message from a prophet of God, when you accept the gospel and you live by it, you will never lack. You will never be found wanting. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, there was this centurion who had a servant. The servant was sick. And so the centurion called upon Jesus and said, my dear Lord Jesus, my servant is sick. I beg you, come to my house and heal my servant who is sick. And Jesus said, okay, let's go to your house so that I'll go and heal your servant. What did Jesus tell the centurion? So what did the centurion tell Jesus? So, no, Lord, I am not worthy to have you under my roof. You just send the gospel. Just send the message. Just send the word. And my servant will be healed. In the name of Jesus. and by the power of the Holy Spirit, as the word of God is coming right now, anybody who is sick here, may the power of God, may it enter you, may it heal you, may you be healed, may you be healed, as the word of God is coming, may the word penetrate into your soul, may it penetrate into your spirit, may the power of God come through you, so that nobody who is sick here right now will go home sick, but you go home delivered, you go home relieved, you go home healed in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Anybody who has headache, who has been disturbing you all along, you are not going to go home with it again. The word of God that is coming is going to heal you. He says, send a word. The word is coming. Let the word of God heal you. The power of God, may it penetrate into you. All sickness be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Is anybody here sick? The power of God will heal you. People of God, the word of God, the gospel has power to deliver. If there is anybody here right now who is in bondage, in the name of Jesus, as the word of God is coming, I take authority over all spirit of depression. Is anybody depressed here right now? May the power of God heal you. As you listen to the word of God, may you be healed. May you be healed. May you be healed in the name of Jesus. As the power of God is coming right now, the word of God says that there should be no barren in the house. There will be no barren in the house of God. So as you are listening to the gospel right now, as the power of God is moving, as the word of God is coming, may all barren wombs be open. May all barren wombs be open in the name of Jesus. May we have testimony. May we have testimony in the name of Jesus. There is power in the word of God. And as the word of God is coming to you right now, that power must come to you. That power of God must work in you. As the word of God is coming, may you see that power working in you right now. In the name of Jesus. If there is anybody here who is being attacked by witchcraft, is anybody here whose spirit has been arrested and put to jail in spirit, may you be relieved as the word of God is coming. The power in the word of God, may it heal you, may it deliver you in the name of Jesus. People of God, there is power. There is power in the word of God. Okay. There was a time. I'm in Cotosa in Oklahoma. It's me na me drago. Na me me hwani ma na me drago bia. Na ma hwani chese oda so ti ase a. Because she was so sick. Now we went to a crusade in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And as the man of God was preaching, he was preaching. And all of a sudden, I saw my wife revived. The man did not touch her. He was just preaching the word as I'm preaching. And here she is right now with me. She is not dead. But on that day, I knew she was dead. And I didn't know what to do. But the word of God came and she recovered. She recovered in the same way as you are listening to the word of God now. That power in the word of God is going to work miracles in your life. It's going to move through each and every one of you. You no longer be orphans. No death will come your way. Nothing evil will come along you, because the power of God is working. There is power in the word of God. People of God, believe and accept it. And it will work in your lives. It will change your lives. It will make you know that there is power in the word of God. God's word is very powerful. All this power will work when you keep sin out of your life. If you keep sin out of your life, the power will work in you. And if you keep yourself out, you see, your tears see. Yet me kasa ye nya boni. Ya ya Kristo fondi ye nya boni. Na so Kristo ni ya boni a. Eh? O Christo ni ye bonia onya gen sakra onu ne ho sie urade na me ye den ana me koye we eto Christo ni ah why ye boni e te se akoko o tshira akoko na o tfo no twere swimming pool mu a bo so we pie o pie pa 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 ade en so na akodi ni padu anum nyina no opese en so ni nya dey en free ni padu anum en free ni padu anum en free ni padu anum no print akram no print akram en so na akom ni nyina na ya dey be pie o Christo ni ye bone a o proper bone no e free ne ho o ma bone ne entra ne ho forever no nya be so say if we confess with our mouth. And if we open our mouth and we confess, he is faithful, he is just, he will forgive us. I don't know and found any of you. Now, Obia on your Christian, or to say, Dak, if you would say, aha, I want to not train soon. What to not train so much? I find out about one who say, only my diary must dies. I feel only Tibetan soon where you are in the sea. Nay, nay, not any no jarry. Obi, I want your Christony. So I have one here, sir. Nana, the Hona Utiaswa. Menana, the Hona Utiaswa, and Kasanka. Oh, shiny humby. I have said in the Fuad Webby. Hallelujah. Me say. Se obi nye Kristo ni ya. Awurade don onyankopon don eni ni mu. Enti uje na nimu awo ka sempa chere ne kura no. Na wo ye ne wope. My dear people of God, I just want to preach to you that there is a power in the word of God. The gospel, there is power in it. So if you accept it and you live by it, you will see the miraculous power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know that this word that has come to you, it will transform you. Because I said, when the word comes and you accept it, you will be changed. Those who are sick, you will be healed. You will be relieved. Those who are in bondages. May the Lord God add his blessings unto this little message that he has brought through his servant. And may this message heal you. Epacho wankasa sanbon pae se urade wasem a bay mane nya me ho adwuma wo honhumu urade wasem ya ene wo dia na mi mahusa sam ne sesa nipa urade bibi na me ya enya urade sesa me urade sakra me urade ma me ho transformation urade tisa me ade bi na se wo mini padua mu a urade siesie urade siesie yare bi na wo mini padua mu a onyame asem a bay urade mini mu se wa masa asem a bay e de yare sa bre me ene mi fi han you sprinkle clean water on me and I will be clean. My heart that is stony, you will change it. You will change it. Lord, change it. Or for bompire, bompire, catch a rade. Oh, my Samoa Bay, Assembly, Homoduma, Nasama, what dear Bay. The gospel is the power of God. May you see the transformation. May you see the power of God working in your life right now. In the name of Jesus.